Welcome to a Blunhouse audiobook recording. We at Blunhouse are very pleased that you have chosen to download this audiobook recording. We hope you enjoy it as much as we will. So sit back and enjoy.
How do we
say
the title?
Oh. Prioritize, parentheses, comma, parentheses, open parentheses.
Comma, do we say it like that?
Yeah. Prioritize, open parentheses, comma, close parentheses, write, open parentheses, comma, close parentheses, now. Henceforward known as.
Prioritize.
PRN.
Okay. A self-help book
by Theodore van der Beek and Oliver Wallace. Introduction.
This book is for...
This book is intended to help anyone,
everyone,
including...
but not exclusive to...
Yeah.
Alpha males,
housewives,
children...
Non-gender-specific
artists.
Entities, parentheses, artists, fine artists,
and
musicians.
No, they don't have
not musicians. Children.
No, you said that.
Not children. Yeah, but who else needs help?
Femme fatales. Okay,
that's good. You know, this book first came to us when we were giving a self-help seminar
for something completely different
in the Guam Conference Center in Nebraska.
Yes.
Yeah. On call center hygiene.
And
well, it was a strange coincidence because the WI were also holding a Jam in Jerusalem rally in the lecture hall next door, and they were on their break and decided to come into our call center hygiene. At that point, with that mixed audience, we realized that this is astonishing, but perhaps self-help isn't just for the lonely or lost.
The elite.
The elite. The elite. Perhaps self-help isn't just for the business elite. You know, cross-boundary self-help was a field which was horribly neglected.
For the picking.
Ripe for the picking.
From whichever side you're looking at it.
Yeah. We put it to the room. Just imagine a blue sky and just think totally out of the box and pluck three words that you feel will launch you into the new millennium, screaming and kicking. And the words they came back with were prioritize. Now.
Oh, and right.
And right.
And we sort of thought, what's the best order to put these words in?
Yeah.
And we decided on
prioritize
right now.
And in these three simple words, we realized there was a nugget of truth.
In each one of them.
In each one of them, and as a whole. And they became a metaphor for
so much more.
For what we were trying to do as a whole, this cross-boundary movement, which has sped away from us from that moment
from
forward.
That original moment.
We just feel privileged to be part of.
To be here.
Safe in the knowledge that we're going to touch millions of lives with this simple act.
Right now.
Magical.
Appendix to introductory.
Appendix to the introductory.
Prioritize. Although
deceptively simple.
Deceptively simple is also incredibly complicated.
These
three words, within them is contained something only...
vast, infinite meanings and combinations.
And we didn't just want to appeal to the literary elite.
In aid of, for want of a better word, patronising our fan base.
Yeah.
No, not patronising.
No.
In order to... what's the word for...
Simplify, clarify, spell it out.
We can put a better word in there later.
Yeah,
edit better word in later.
Demystify.
We've decided to break these down for you.
The infinite complexity.
That is prioritized right now.
By the use of commas. The simple use of commas. This three-word sentence can have a myriad of deep and intrinsically
personal meanings. Number one, prioritize, comma, right now.
Meaning one.
That would be...
prioritize right now.
Yeah, or to put it another way.
Prioritize immediately.
Meaning one, meaning two.
Prioritize right now, or prioritize.
To put it another way.
Prioritize right now, or no. Prioritize right now, no. Prioritize right now, yeah.
No, prioritize, comma, right now. What's
prioritize,
the
comma, right now. Prioritize
the present moment.
The present moment.
Yeah,
prioritize the present moment.
Meaning two.
Prioritize right, comma, now. Meaning one. Prioritize correctly immediately
now.
Meaning two. Prioritize the right thing. No, prioritize goodness immediately.
Immediately, yeah. Now.
Meaning three.
Hang on, because there's another
version.
Oh, go ahead.
Because then there's meaning two, meaning one, meaning one. There's meaning meaning two, meaning one, meaning one. Which is prioritize right now, which means prioritize correctly, which you weren't doing before, but now you will be. Is that a meaning?
Ah, correct.
Is that a separate meaning?
Now.
Yeah, prioritize right.
As in before you weren't.
Now. Yeah. Meaning, and we should try and do the inflection. Prioritize right now.
Now.
meaning two, meaning one. Prioritize goodness, which you weren't doing before, which you will be doing now.
Now.
Prioritize right now. Meaning three.
No comma. Prioritize right now.
Equals. Meaning three. Meaning one.
Prioritize.
What does it mean?
Prioritize right now. We've already done this meaning, haven't we?
Prioritize immediately.
And prioritize the present moment.
Prioritize.
But it's the same as the present meaning moment. meaning one, and meaning two. We should say that.
For meaning three, see meaning one, and meaning one, meaning two.
Prioritize the present moment,
and prioritize immediately.
But in the opposite order.
And that's the end of the bare bones of the infinite variety of deep meanings that you can glean from these three seemingly simple words
that we heard one day in a conference room in Nebraska.
Afterward to the introduction, if you've reached this part of the audio book,
you are already the wheat.
That's right. The chaff has been left behind. Oh, I'm being wrong. Reasonably priced.
We at Blumhouse would like to thank you for listening to this audiobook recording. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. For more audiobook recordings, remember to check back at the Blumhouse website regularly
at www.blunhousepublishing.wordpress.com
or subscribe to our podcast to get all the audiobook recordings the moment they happen.